If Vice President Harris wins in November, she would make history as the first female president and the first woman of color to hold the highest office in the land. That's not something Harris and her campaign are emphasizing, which is a distinct shift from 2016, when Hillary Clinton was the Democratic nominee. NPR senior White House correspondent Tamara Keith covered both campaigns. She has more.
Harris had only been running for president for a little more than a week when former President Donald Trump weighed in on her racial identity, saying she had turned black. During Tuesday night's ABC News presidential debate, he was asked to explain his comments.
All I can say is I read where she was not black, that she put out, and I'll say that, and then I read that she was black.
When she was asked to respond, Harris chose not to focus on herself.
I mean, honestly, I think it's a tragedy that we have someone who wants to be president who has consistently, over the course of his career, attempted to use race to divide the American people.
It was vintage Harris, although she often talks about her mother, who was from India, and her father, who grew up in Jamaica. It's usually in the context of the values they taught her. She's never centered her campaigns on her race or gender, even as she's repeatedly made history in 20 years of public life. Here she was in 2017 on the Axe Files podcast.
In particular, when I was DA and AG, reporters would come up to me and ask me this really original question, put a microphone in front of my face. What's it like to be the first woman, fill in the blank, DAAG? And I'd look at them not knowing how to answer that question. And I would tell them, I really don't know how to answer that question because, you see, I've always been a woman. But I'm sure a man could do the job just as well.
Harris studiously avoids getting dragged into conversations about her identity. Karen Finney, who worked on Hillary Clinton's campaign and has known Harris for a long time, says it's smart, especially now.
Trump is trying to use it as a playbook to talk about identity politics instead of issues, to make it about her instead about the people.
Finney, who, like Harris, is biracial, says the vice president's identity is on display whenever she walks into a room. But what voters want to hear about is what she's going to do to improve their lives.
And I know this from my own life. It's that, you know, when people say, well, what are you? And it's like, well, can I just be me? And then let's just talk about what we're here to talk about, right? And I think there's a feeling for her of, let's just focus on the work.
This is a different approach from Hillary Clinton 8 years ago when she was the Democratic nominee. She talked about the cracks she and her supporters were making in that highest, hardest glass ceiling. But she also spent a lot of time reacting to Trump and his record of sexist insults.
And whenever I talk about affordable child care and paid family leave and equal pay, he says I'm playing the woman's card. And you know what I say? If that's the case, then deal me in!
Christina Reynolds worked on Clinton's campaign and is now at the group Emily's List, which works to get women elected. She says back then there were questions about whether America was ready to elect a woman. The campaign decided to lean into Clinton's potential to make history, to motivate the Democratic base. That's not so necessary now.
The more women that run, the more we see this at a higher level, the more we can say, stop centering us in our identity solely. And allow us to actually talk about what we're going to do for America.
With less than 2 months left in this campaign, Reynolds says Harris doesn't have any time to waste. She needs to spend every moment focused on issues voters care about. Tamara Keith, NPR News.